Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to the community of South Naknek on Bristol Bay.
My name is Lorianne Rawson. I am the tribal administrator, and I'm with the native village of South Naknek. We're secluded. The only way to get there is by airplane. Naknek is separated by the Naknek River, and it's about a mile wide. Originally, it was the original Naknek, and somehow Naknek across the river started using Naknek, so we became South Naknek. And the original name for the village is Kanuyung. We have a lot of people that come in seasonally, and we used to have 4 fish processing canneries. For work, it's mostly most of the employees are employed by the tribe, and the second most employed are by the Bristol Bay Borough and then the South Naknek Post Office. We don't have a store. We don't have a gas station. The only thing we do have is post office, so everyone has to be self-sufficient. Generally, if anyone is in need, for instance, if they get stranded or stuck or anything like that, people are very willing to help. It's both traditional and modern. Fishing, hunting, caribou, bears, rabbits. We're a traditional Russian Orthodoxy village. We follow the old Julian calendar, so we do have community activities. The 2 big ones are Christmas and Easter and Russian Christmas. Christmas and Easter, it's centrally located. The Russian Christmas, each person's home.
Lorianne Rawson is the tribal administrator with the native village of South Naknek. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Emily Files, Ashley Snyder, Annie Feit, and David Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Anne Bryce.